The fact is that this is a general law that each animal and each species is provided with means of livelihood. It is not applicable to every individual. Vamamin Dabbatin can be translated both as Vama Ahadum Min Dabbatin or Vama Naum Min Dabbatin. Whenever there is a word missing between ma and the following min, it is up to the reader to find out the missing word according to the context of the situation. So here it is ma naum min dabbatin. For instance, in there is an analogy elsewhere, and you understand when you understand the phenomena correctly, then you also solve some very difficult problems which are facing people nowadays according to some verses of the Holy Quran. For instance, it is said about Hazrat Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. After it is mentioned, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا, it is said that وَمَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَمَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Now, because people have been translating it as وَمَا أَهَدٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, so they always found themselves in difficulty. Only one explanation is acceptable in this, and that has been shown to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi wasalam through Kashf. But if you replace Ahadun with Qabilatun, for instance, then immediately the whole picture is solved and becomes very clear. It may mean Vama Firqatum min Ahl Kitabe or Vama Fariqum min Ahl Kitabe illa layumin al Nabi. Ahle Kitab had 12 fariq, or what would be the most suitable word for that? Qabail of Ahle Kitab.
Tribes.
No, in Arabic. The missing word. But that is Vama Saptum min Ahl Kitabe. Sapt is feminine or masculine? Masculine, that's all like that. Vama, this could mean, instead of Vama, one word has to be replaced, that has to be understood. Because there is definitely a sense, a word missing, carrying some sense, which becomes automatic. So it could mean either Vama Ahadum min Ahl Kitabe, and all the previous interpreters have landed themselves into difficulty because of understanding this to the word Ahadun to be missing. While I replaced it with Saptun, and immediately the whole meaning became very clear. Vama Saptum min Ahl Kitabe illa la yominanna bihi qabla mautihi. Now read it in the context of that salib, and a beautiful new meaning appears before you. Where did Jesus Christ go? That was the question. If he was not killed on, if he did not die upon cross, and Allah saved him, where did he go? There Allah says in the following verse, وَمَا سَبْتُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَ النَّبِيِّ. From there on, he must travel to those lost tribes of Israel who had not yet accepted him. And because he was رَسُولٌ إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, he could not have fulfilled his mission entirely unless he has delivered his message to all the tribes of Israel. So after crucifixion, he was to leave for the lost tribes of Israel, and it was declared that Jesus will not die until all the tribes have heard his message and have accepted him. So when tribes accept, that does not mean every individual. Just a few from one tribe accept, and according to the general statements, this can be said that now every tribe has accepted. And this is also evident from others, the style of other verses of the Holy Quran. Kullun amana billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. While everyone has not all those who are worth any meaning, worth anything, that is Rasul and the Mumin, they have believed in Allah, not everybody. Yet the Holy Quran says, Kullu namana billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi. That kul means all those who mean anything. So when tribes are represented even by a few, then you can say those, every tribe has believed in Jesus Christ and he has fulfilled his mission. So this is the new interpretation of this verse which Allah gave me once I was pondering over this question. And the key lay in this thing, that between ma and min, there has to be something mahzoof. And that could be either ahadun, or singular, or a plural. So in that verse too, exactly the same style has been adopted by the Holy Quran. Because if you, like people have made this mistake, if you translate ma min dabbatin illa allah rizquha as, there is no individual animal, but Allah must feed him, then there is no question of anybody dying out of hunger. So it means every species of animals, every kind of animal has been provided with a system of provision which would look after him. So if individuals make mistakes or the communities make mistakes, they suffer for those mistakes. But then, because Allah has categorically said that we have provided, then the fault would always lie with the communities or individuals who die with hunger, of hunger, not with Allah, because Allah says, we have positively provided you with this good system, correct system, enough to meet your requirements, and also we have provided you with enough material. Yet, out of some problems created by people themselves, some mistakes committed by some, and some other factors, temporarily, some individuals are deprived of those privileges.